This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado plans to crack down on Front Range ozone pollution. CPR Sam Brash reports the rules are meant to meet federal standards.
Decades ago, Denver earned a reputation for a layer of smog that would often appear above the city. The haze was referred to as the brown cloud. The pollution peaked in the 1980s, but ozone remains a big problem. Big enough, federal authorities downgraded the city's air quality status last year. To respond, state regulators passed a new set of rules for oil and gas drilling, but stopped short of more aggressive proposals from environmental groups, like tougher limits on vehicle emissions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Congress is preparing new housing protections that could have a significant effect in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The new federal stimulus package does two big things for renters. It extends a moratorium on evictions through January, and it dedicates $25 billion to help pay people's rent bills. Colorado could get about $383 million of that money for renters, according to estimates from the National Low Income Housing Coalition. That's huge compared to earlier state efforts. Here's Zach Newman, an attorney with the Colorado-based COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project.
It's going to go really far. You know, Colorado's share is approaching $400 million. Obviously, that's 7 to 8 times more than what Colorado was able to pass. That is the power of federal legislation.
But he wants to see the eviction ban extended far past February to make sure the aid reaches people before evictions resume. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, a new pandemic relief bill is expected to contain nearly $1 trillion to keep the economy moving, but critics say it's not enough and does not address the most urgent priorities. Then, 3 decades after the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, Attorney General Bill Barr announced new charges in the case. 270 people were killed, mostly Americans. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Donald Trump's baseless claims of election fraud includes not just in swing states, but Colorado, too. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland's story is in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. It is going to be another warm day tomorrow across Colorado. You're listening to CPR News.